up? What's up?
How's everybody doing today?
We back again.
Another episode of the Gentleman's Delegation.
How's everybody doing?
Good, good. Yeah, Cortez is back, so I can't talk until 15 seconds in.
I was waiting.
To squeeze in a yo, but then
it was nothing.
Talking, so
yeah, I was. His yo's is not.
We are going to get this right. Eventually, it's going to be like clockwork.
Yeah. I'm saying hi first now.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
So don't even cue us in no more.
Yeah,
no.
You just be the
key. Hi, guys. And then just lit back.
And then just sit back.
All right, so we got some people over here in the corner with us. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yo, yo. I'm Alexander Bonds, owner of Alexander Carvel. Boom, dropped it. That's it. We're moving on. And it's
Ruby Jimenez, Instagram Ruby Rose Thorns. Drop the sway. You got the sway bomb? Sway
nah,
in the morning?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Come on, bro.
Explosions.
I forgot my Instagram. Yeah, That Boy Bonds on Instagram and Alexander Carvel on Instagram, too. Don't forget about that one.
Yeah, we're going to get it. We're going to unpack Alexander Carvel.
We'll get to that one.
But let's jump to that hot topic real quick.
So,
hot topic.
I mean,
robots the mic in him. Disguise?
Yeah.
Like, what? It's too much responsibility.
So, what is one thing about the opposite sex? Well, I mean, we're all men in here. So, what is one thing about women that you find attractive that not everybody else might not view as to...
Braces.
I was about to have a stroke, but he was already ready for it.
I got you.
So, not everyone else views to be attractive, but go ahead, Ru.
Braces, man.
I mean,
it's something about him. I don't know what it is.
I'm right there with you.
See this goofy smile that he got.
Bro, hey, man, braces, bro.
Hey, I don't know what it is with girls with braces. And like, you know, the horrible thing is like, my fiance now told me that she used to have braces.
Oh, mine's about to get them. So.
Oh, so you coming into the good?
I'm coming into the braces.
Yeah, I'm losing. Like, I look at him. I'm like, bro, just get your straight teeth.
My
out
pockets
here.
Are losing, but we'll figure it out.
Oh, you about to pay?
Probably not.
Hey, you know, if you can get the braces for free, right?
Hey,
how you get free braces?
Somebody, thank you. Somebody else's insurance card. But like, hey, man, you know,
right? Yeah, hey, man, that Blue Cross Blue Shield work miracles.
I'm trying to tell you, but the joint is definitely expensive because I just switched over to it.
Ooh,
yeah.
So y'all got braces? Y'all got anything else? Or y'all gonna pass it on? What y'all got?
We gotta have a. There's one thing about the braces I don't like. Okay. The chicks whose teeth are super, super jacked up, so they got like six teeth at the top, and so you only got just the top. They just got the
little pieces.
Oh,
no, I'm talking about like the end trimester of braces when they're now straight.
Facts.
Like almost into a retainer braces.
I'm with that. Yeah, I don't like the beginning stages where like you can't even keep water in your mouth.
No shark mouth.
Yeah, I don't like that. Hey. And if you still got that tooth all the way in the gums and it's trying to pull it down, I don't like those braces either because like... Yeah, because
that
now
one high bracket.
Yeah, because so now your jaws look kind of weird, and they still drool a lot. So I don't,
what
I don't
color know. Braces?
I've been seeing pink a lot, and I like white.
Y'all okay. are twinsies.
I like the white ones, but I like the clear ones too.
I do like the clear
the
ones.
The clear ones are
the
nice.
Clear ones. Yeah.
They don't seem nasty to me.
No,
not if she brush her teeth.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm trying to tell you, like, okay. Yeah, bro, don't hate on
so
them.
We got white braces. We got clear braces. Y'all, if y'all know me, y'all know mine offer it.
Big foreheads.
Amen. Yeah. I was like, he love women.
Bring that forehead here, girl. Oh, no. Abundance. An abundance of the forehead.
Hair back and all that
but
forehead
yeah,
shows.
Don't, yeah. You don't need no bangs. Don't cover that head up. Girl, come here.
But then the horrible thing is like, I've actually seen him just go and put his whole hand on the forehead and he just be so happy. I'm just like, is this doing something for you? But I mean, I can't talk because when I see a girl smiling with braces, I just be like,
You touch their teeth?
I don't touch their teeth.
He does. Not with his hand.
Bring that teeth here.
I can't
girl.
Wait till you get straight teeth, girl. But I'd be so sad. But, Joe. What you got?
Not that. I don't know how to follow that up. I like normal things. I like the smalls of backs. That's probably the weirdest.
Oh,
thing
the like the little arch in the back.
Yeah,
weird.
Yeah.
That's not weird.
I know. I don't
with the dimple in
the back dimples.
The back dimples.
That is.
Whoa! How are y'all seeing so many back dimples?
It's Atlanta, bro. Come on.
Okay, true.
I was about to say Google.
Yeah. Google. Whoa, not you're Googling back
on Google?
Not just.
But just check your history.
That's why you always got them antivirus Googles on your phones.
Yeah.
They're probably in what was it, incognito mode?
Hey, I need y'all to shut up before folks start trying to find a way to hack into those.
You gotta slide all your little pages all the way to the left.
Oh, don't
probably so.
Delete all
too
that.
Late. Now you can't delete it.
Nope. Delete all that. Luckily,
Joel is going to make this the snippet that goes on the Instagram.
Luckily, you know, he's not speaking into the microphone or his, you know, counterpart right now.
I say one thing is, though, yeah, pigeon-toe girls. Mm. The pigeon-toe with them, and then the heat spread, and then the, I just can't. I can't.
Really, but they run funny.
I don't need them to run.
No.
They don't got to run. They need to walk.
When they start going fast, they can be fast.
No, once they, but it has to, you know, it's kind of like how.
They're not like Forrest Gump. They don't run like with
these. No, yes, it is. No, it is. Because the knees almost,
you know, this look.
The knees almost hit in the beginning, and then they slowly start to correct themselves.
There's a level to the.
They slowly start to correct themselves until they slow down again. And then the feet go right back in.
How many pigeon-toed girls have you seen run?
I've seen a few.
On Google?
Hey, let me go ahead and turn off my Google search real quick, just because I feel like this is going to be a thing after a while. Hey,
and this is the day he went to Apple.
Don't nobody listen to what they're saying. These false allegations being made against my Google search.
Oh man. Okay, Google.
My phone better not, and she answered. Goddamn, my phone.
Alexa, find videos of girls running.
Thank you, pigeon-toed girls running. It's a wild search.
Time out real quick. Let's see what the first thing pop up. For
you know, how when you think you had a weird search, but when you search this like the top thing, you're like, okay, cool. Nah, you're gonna have to type that all the way out. Video. Like, there's nothing. there's no skip.
There is no in between.
At every word, it's gonna try and bail you out.
It's gonna try to save you from be like.
Running. The first search is pigeon-toed girls jumping and running.
How many views?
Pigeon-toed girls in Japan.
That YouTube. That explains a lot.
That's weird.
1.6 views. 1.6 thousand views.
1.6 thousand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Million?
Hold on. Whose phone?
Thousand. No. That was just thousands.
Oh, whose phone did you just look that up on? Because you were about to get some wild pop-ups. Just.
Oh yeah. Now he's going to have all types of Asian chicks doing random stuff in his phone.
Are never you got an Android too? It's going to spaz out.
No, it's not. We good.
I'm about to restart that bad boy now. Yeah.
Your ads will never be the same.
All right. Did everybody go around? You said small the back. You said pigeon toe. We got two braces, foreheads. Okay, I think we, you know.
Yeah.
When we drop this, probably Tuesday, we want to see a list of everybody else's, even the ladies too, with some weird stuff.
Yeah, ladies, what do y'all find weirdly? Oh, goodness.
I'll be
girls
scrolling.
Like dudes who are bow-legged, I've heard.
What?
Well,
that's what you never heard that?
Because I heard a chick talk about a dude because she said his legs look like backwards parentheses, and then he had hips.
Well, that's different. That's a whole package there. I'm just
I mean, they kind of come with each other. When your knees go in
he
like
had the Yosemite
look, I had a homie that was bow-legged, and girls would go up to him and say, I like your legs, and I've never heard that compliment for a man before.
I know you haven't heard.
I like your legs.
I saw the sadness in your eyes when you looked over. You were like,
I wish somebody liked my legs.
Hey, bro. Hey, shout out to the man with the small calves. We do our calf raises. They just
won't
grow.
Why are bow-legged people so fast, though? You ever notice that?
Just like pigeon-toed people fast, bro.
Nah, we play football with some bow-legged people. They the fastest people on the field.
I feel like, I was about to say,
it's no
somebody
shot.
Name about to get dropped
it's
no in a minute.
Shot,
I'll say it happening.
We ain't gonna name, they fast. I mean, fast. It's like they.
It's not a they. It's a single
it's
person.
Like, it's
right?
Like their hips. Because
I know
unhinged.
Y'all don't have two bow-legged men running on that field.
Well, it's like only legs move when they run.
So like the upper body is
like
stays
still. Like what? Like gangster ninja like, running? Like yeah. Your arms don't move. Just
it's like such a smooth run. Like they could text and run or something. You know what I'm saying?
Man, this whole next weekend I was just gonna look at folks like they bow-legged. Yeah, he fast.
Wait, can bow-legged people cut though in football? Like, can you stop on a dime and cut?
Ooh.
Is that easy?
You might pop. Yes.
So that's why they only got straight line speed.
You can only run straight lines.
They
yeah.
can't get
there's no side to side. There's no stopping.
Yeah, nah, the road was vicious.
Anybody that listens to the podcast that's bow-legged, can I'm you sorry. Juke?
Can you juke?
Can you juke, though? Yeah, just drop a comment if you can juke or not.
What you really need to tell us about is that bow-legged go route. It's killer.
He throwing straight shade. Hey, look, he throwing straight shade at a particular person. I'm ready to figure out who this person is.
Oh my goodness!
I hope they listen to the podcast and comment.
We're gonna see. We're gonna see a lot of the bow-legged go routes on Saturday too. But man, that was a good hot topic. We're gonna jump into the main topic, and we actually invited Alex and Ruben here because they have a business that they just started. How about you intro the business, and then we'll talk about what the main topic is going to be today.
So I've just started my own business. I've been loving and wearing suits since we were kids. You know, we're witnesses, so we wear suits all the time. Yeah. I was going to say we go to church, but that, we don't do that.
What you do on your personal time is up to you, my brother.
I've been wearing suits a long time, but I love suits. I love clothes. I love dressing, but I want to do something that was actually my passion. So I started making and designing my own custom made-to-measure men's suiting, slacks, shirts. Eventually, we're going to get into women's clothing, skirts and jackets and stuff like that. But right now, that's kind of where it's at. That's the beginning of it. So it's called Alexander Carvel, which is my first name, and then my middle name, which is Carvel, not like the ice cream, but with two L's.
Mm-hmm. We know why your mom named you that. That was sweet. Her craving while she was pregnant with you.
Actually, it's my dad's middle name, so my grandma had the cravings.
Okay. Well, there we go. Man. At least you know who craves something.
So today, the main topic, we're going to talk about men's fashion. It's fall, right? Mm-hmm. This is when, quote unquote, a lot of people try to come with it, especially in Atlanta. You know, you got the summertime, you kind of have the simplistic style, but fall is really when people get out there.
I feel like that's when men can dress. Because, yeah. I mean, in the summertime, you can't really dress. You're wearing
nothing
shorts.
Nothing but a white
wearing,
tee, shorts. Yeah,
polos. You can't really too do too much. Yeah. But women, they get summertime. I feel like fall, that's when men can actually have an opportunity to try to dress and show out.
So. You ready to bust out them tights and the Uggs?
Sweater weather? I'm definitely not. That was actually going to be my question.
Ooh, that's a.
How do y'all feel about men with Uggs?
That's a hate of mine.
The boyfriend sweater?
I'm not a thug guy.
When you are the boyfriend.
Wow.
You got on Uggs and she got on Timberlands?
Did you had on matching Uggs, fam?
Nah, bro, I can't do the Uggs. Nah, we was just either. Talking about that at the station, and one of the guys was like, man, but they super comfortable. I don't care.
Whoa, talking about, whoa. They're the firefighter that wear Uggs?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, Tom Brady wear Uggs. He endorses them, but you'll never, catch me in a pair.
Man, thanks.
You'll never catch me.
And he's a Patriot, so I'm not.
I mean, we know Shaq didn't get in that car either, but still.
So yeah, that's a
pet peeve. Hey, the endorsement money's endorsement money. Don't hate.
So, since we're on that, what are some of the fashion trends that we just started about that you hate besides Uggs? What's another one?
Man, if we're talking about suits, and this for my people, this for everybody, but mainly 6-footers. I don't care if you Alex. I don't care if you LeBron James. If your jacket is too short and your pants are high waters, there's a difference between finely tailored pants with no break in them and high waters. That kills me.
So
these suits,
what's the difference? Like, yeah, in the pants.
When it's high waters, it's just too high. When it's no break in the pants, it still sits on the shoe, but it doesn't fold.
So for our uninformed listeners and Brian, what's a break?
Because Brian's got a question.
No, I was going to say when it was high water. High water is when, you seeing the part. You can see most of your socks when you're sitting down, right? But when you start seeing skin in the top of your sock,
When sitting down, though, your pants are going to automatically come up.
Yeah.
But, if you're walking around and your pants are, above the ankle, that's when it's too high. Mm. So a break is in a pair of slacks. There's a part where technically where the pants come down and they meet the top of the shoe, and there's a small break there. So you have three different kinds. You have a no break. Yeah, where the fabric folds up. Mm-hmm. So you have a no break, which is where the pants are straight down. It's a clean look where the seam of your pants comes straight down the middle. There's no break there. And then you have a slight break where there's a little bit of a break there. And that all depends on tailoring. So you have the no break, the slight break, and you have a full break. The full break is for mostly your older guys. It's more of a classic older look. The no break at all is definitely more modern. There's guys I made suits for, older gentlemen, and like I made a pair of pants for him, and he had no break, and he was like, "Yo, this is too high." And I was like, "Eh, it'd be all right," but that's not his style though, because he's a little bit older. So that's kind of some of the things that, like, you know, when it comes to having pants tailored, and that's a pet peeve of mine, like not getting things tailored. Sometimes it takes a little bit of extra money to just get it tailored. You know, when you buy a suit, if you buy a suit directly off the rack, it's not going to fit you and your body type, you know, because it's made for everybody. They make suits in a, you know, a straight canvas
these where suits, they for everybody.
All right, now you can give your mic to him.
That's okay.
Just rotate.
You the other word for everybody. Go ahead.
But now when suits come off the rack, they're made for everybody. And when you get them like that, sometimes you need to get a suit tailored. So to get a suit tailored, it may cost you a little bit extra, but it makes you look better. When you don't get it tailored, it's going to look like a box. The reason we put suits on is to make ourselves look good. But when you spend a little more money, you can look even better sometimes. So get stuff tailored, get your shirts tailored, your slacks tailored. That's where you can get into your different breaks and your styles like that. It just makes you look overall, it's a better experience. So
okay. Anybody else? Y'all got any fashion things that y'all don't like?
My question is, you said too short of a jacket. At where should your jacket ideally stop?
The sleeve of your jacket is supposed to stop an inch away from your thumb bone. To show your watch and your cufflinks, your jacket doesn't have to stop at your elbow. That's how a lot of people do it.
You know you saying? Mean like that short? Okay.
Yeah. I'm talking about you lift your hand up to pick up a water bottle and your jacket is
all the way,
mid forearm.
Yeah. My whole thing is like I see people
I see
when
the
jacket
long,
in the middle of the hand.
Yeah, when you wear a daddy's jacket.
Huh?
Yeah.
I understand too long more than I understand too short.
I don't like too long. Because at least with the too short, like it's usually straight until they go to raise their arm. But if they just sitting there, it's fine. But the too long, regardless of they're standing. Whether they're standing there or whether they're putting arm up, it's still gonna be at the covering their half the hand like they're cold. Like the little chick sweaters.
Right.
Oh, like the little thumb mitts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even like too tight. That's the other thing. Like if your suit is too tight, jacket's too tight, that's why?
You can't breathe.
You can't raise your arm if your suit jacket is too tight. Like
Or you can always tell because they gotta like shift to the side to like raise their arm up. So
or if your pants are too tight, see the
what's break. That? Moving right along. So what I don't like.
The package print.
Package print. Don't need to see that.
I'm cool off these bags, man. The fanny packs, the shoulder things, the front fanny pack thing, the swag bag. I can't do it. I'm 30. I'm not in support of this.
And that's the thing. You got dressed for your age. Like your 14, 15 year olds, young 20 year olds, the early 20s. They can pull that off and it's fine. But like if you're mid 30s, 40s, you're 50 rocking the.
I mean 5-year-olds think they look cool in a cape. That doesn't mean they 5-year-olds they cool in the cape.
Batman wears a cape.
That's true.
He's upper 30s.
Okay. I feel older than that.
Yeah, but I mean, just like for example, I couldn't see like a 30-year-old or 35-year-old man wearing the new. You seen all the guys wearing like the little vest, like the little bulletproof made vest?
Yeah.
Like these. Y'all haven't seen them? I know y'all seen them, but I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it. I'm just sitting there like, cause
it's not for regular guys. I would never need. There's no need for me to wear that. Like, yeah,
but see, here's my thing.
If Drake's on stage or if Meek Mill's on stage, I get it.
I get that, but you just got like now just the regular Negroes walking through Cumberland Mall with one on, and I'm just like, and it's yellow. My thing is just like, bruh, I might shoot you just because.
Well, here's the thing, right? Please so don't. One, we in Atlanta, so you never know when you about to jump into a shoot off. Secondly, you want it to draw attention because you don't want them to shoot you like in the leg or the arm. So that bright color, you know how hard it is to not aim at a neon yellow target? Like you have to.
I mean, but the worst thing is, watch it don't be bulletproof.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that was about to, and that was my thing. They're not bulletproof. Yeah, they're really not. They just look like bulletproof vests, but they're not bulletproof. So I'm just sitting there like, to me, it's stupid. So guys just wearing them with beaters on. And then I'm like, then what kills me is like, it's one thing if you look kind of swollen in them, but when you got these little skinny type of arms coming out of the out of this vest, so now the vest look like you got your daddy's vest on. Like, come on now. And then you got on skinny jeans on that. So I'm like, okay. I mean...
A hand-me-down vest and skinny jeans?
It's just your body was built wrong for this outfit. So... But yeah, I can't get down with a man back. I'm sorry. I know, Ruben, that's y'all. I feel like that's in y'all like age group where
it's my generation for sure. I got one. You know what I'm saying? It changed the game. I got my phone charger in there, my chapstick. You know what I'm saying? It's not a purse. I don't have to have nothing in my pocket.
What do you call it?
That's a swag bag, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a swag bag. Whatever. I did call it that until he called it a swag bag, and now it's a swag bag.
Sounds so much better.
It does, yeah. And because you got
shout
on there,
shout out Joel for calling it a swag bag.
Yeah, bro. I was just like, because you definitely said it like that's the official name. But I guess Joel, you probably should. When it started coming up as swag bags, you know where it started.
Are we bringing out merch? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, we got merch.
Yeah, we got merch.
Get Brian to touch it.
That's not going to be the logo. Okay, guys?
The gentleman's delegation is doing the toe touch because he can.
It's Brian doing the toe touch over the GD.
You know what?
That's so dirty.
Yeah, so, you know, we got stuff that we don't like. Obviously, we're not going to like that swag bag. So, that's not going to come out.
What about fanny packs? Are you going to wear a fanny pack?
Nah, never.
Okay.
Never.
But I feel like half those are fanny packs. You're just wearing them on your chest. Instead of your fanny.
That's the concept, but it's like a chest rig.
That's what the one I have is called a chest rig.
So you got one. I knew you had one. I was waiting on you to say something.
Hey, real talk,
it's not
dog.
A fanny pack. It's shaped like a square, but if I wore it around my waist, it would look like a fanny pack. But it's called a chest rig.
So what's the benefit of it?
I feel like I would.
I get to keep stuff in it.
Yeah, I'll wear one just because it has a purpose.
I hate having stuff in my pockets. My wallet is hanging from my belt loop right now. You know what I'm saying?
But that can get snatched. It.
Who's gonna take a chest?
You can't snatch. You can't snatch your snap on chest bag.
You can't snatch my swag bag.
I mean, unless you got a weak clip in the back, and then you know,
then you didn't buy a quality swag. Bag.
Yeah, it's not swaggy. Yeah.
That depends. My swag bag not from Five Below.
Okay, hey. But you gotta understand. Not everybody can sit there and get the good swag bag.
Mine probably would be.
Hey, he gets the same colors yours, like, the same print, but quality all the way back.
See me at the Georgia State Fair.
See,
getting snatched.
Yeah, like up, and I'm not catching nobody. And if they bow legged, I'm done.
For real, like, for real. If they bow legged
or pigeon toed, because the moment they hit,
you
yeah,
better call your bank
running,
and freeze your card.
You just hoping they can hit a corner.
Yeah, yeah, and just hope there's no straight lines. Because if they gotta hit that corner, you got them.
Somebody just step in his way.
Yeah. So,
we talked about the stuff we don't like, right? So we really want to focus in on fall fashions.
I got another one.
Yeah,
I got one more I don't like. It's the clip suspenders.
I hate the
clip suspenders. The suspenders
clip. Oh, really?
I can't stand it.
You got to be the buttons?
You got to do it all the way. Like, that's the original way they were made. The clip suspenders is like...
Cheating?
Yeah, it's like cheating. It's like, it's like I want to be fashionable, but like not fully all the way.
Now, let me ask
you
a question.
Talk to me.
Because I got them. So, yeah. What about suspenders and belts?
Ooh. Big no no.
Yeah.
Can't do it. You're like an old man. Old men wear suspenders and belts because they're unsure of themselves. They don't know what to do.
Just it's gotta like, make sure their pants can't fall, no matter what.
Hey, like, give me pants.
Out of my pants.
Just pick one. What do you want to do? I did it, though. I've done it before. I've done suspenders
I've done
and belts.
I have not.
I have.
Now, I will say, I do have the buttons now. I do, but when I
used
I
to rock the
started,
buttons. I used to rock the buttons, too.
When I first started, I had the clip-ons and I did the belt. Ooh. Just because I had the little buckle, too. Yeah.
You want to see the buckle?
Yeah.
Got to show your buckle off.
So, yeah. But now I do have the suspenders that just actually, like, clip into the, I mean, like, not the clip, but the
hook up to the pants. Yeah, those are called braces.
Okay. They called braces?
Yeah, they're called braces.
I don't like the suspender wedgie.
The suspended
Yeah.
That thing's killer.
Yeah.
Whether you got buttons or clip on, it's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's bad.
And then people like to go around and pop your suspenders.
I don't like that.
I've had it.
See, if you got on braces, they can't pop them off because you got the. Yeah, the other ones, they're going to pop it. It's going to come off.
And it didn't stuck, come off.
Then you're stuck trying to put it back together. And
it's just like I was trying to walk away. And I just got kind of grabbed by the suspender.
Next time you wear a belt, that's how it happens. You're like, never again.
There was a song playing?
Oh, never mind. We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
When they pop the suspenders?
No, I try to walk away. Somebody grabbed me from
somebody grabbed them.
By the suspender.
Was it a female?
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Suspenders wasn't the only thing.
She was strong, too. She was. There was no getaway. And I looked to, a fellow partner of mine for support.
For help?
And there was no help.
I wasn't going to help, but I was laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so. But
you're trying to get away, you're pulling the suspenders, you're pulling
the song back. Was Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, it was.
Do that Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
Sure did you Tootsie Roll, didn't you?
I was caught by the suspender. I had no choice but to Tootsie Roll.
Wait, she made you Tootsie Roll?
All over the damn floor. All over the damn floor.
Yeah, you got to understand, now that I know that I'm getting caught by suspenders, that arm reach is like, she got a good 360 view, and I can't get away fast enough. If I just had a belt, you can't get caught by a belt.
She was an athlete.
Yeah, she actually was.
She got biceps.
Boom, come here.
She actually was a slick athlete.
Hit you with the scorpion. Yeah. So we got things that you don't like. We got trends that we don't like.
What about things that are trending that y'all are like 100% behind right now?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Contrary to popular belief, I don't like the way Kanye dresses. I'm going to put that out there.
Okay.
He dresses like a bum.
I agree.
A lot of times with the sweatpants and all that. But the colors. I like the tonal swag. The fact that you can have a dark purple shirt on and a light purple pants and another shade of purple shoes. I kind of like that. It kind of flows. It looks good with colors like khaki or green. When you do olive and then forest green.
And then I'll layer it up. And you think that'll be like a good thing for the fall?
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of earthy pastel colors.
Okay.
So are there colors that you would say during the fall you should not wear? Like, these are colors that is a no for the fall. Or are you just open to all colors right now?
I don't want to say no, because if I want to wear that color, then somebody's going to be like, you said not to wear that color this season. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you set them up.
Right.
What about, like, are y'all in support of, like, colored pants?
What color?
I mean, I've seen the...
Outside the normal?
What are normal colors?
Like orange and red, like... Weird pants?
I mean, I got burgundy.
It depends. Okay, but are they slacks or are we talking like denim?
I don't think they're denim. Well, I mean, just in general. Color pants. Are we talking
slacks like suit pants?
No, we're going more casual. Because I feel like if you go on suit pants, I feel like there's really no.
So I think we're talking like chinos, I think is what we're at.
Yeah, chinos. You can definitely do some colored chinos. Yeah. That's okay, yeah.
If you do that or like the olive green, like you said, like just different colored jeans, like what are y'all feelings on that when it comes to fall fashion?
With fall fashion and colored pants, I like patterns.
Okay. Mm.
So if we're doing burgundy, I would like a burgundy plaid. If we're doing green, I love camo. Love camo. I think it goes cool with a lot of stuff. Corduroy, like Alex said.
You like corduroy?
Hey, you can make corduroy work. Yeah. Corduroy jackets, corduroy pants, it works.
Yeah, corduroy, like patterns are now like patterns and different textures are really like what's coming back when it comes to fashion now. Like mixing different patterns, bringing in different textures. I love like herringbone. Herringbone's like one of my favorites. Herringbone, like a glee plaid. A lot of those are like some of my favorites. Because then outside the norm, yeah, houndstooth, that's another one. Just because they're a little bit outside the norm, but they're still like classic too.
Oh, see, that's why I've been working with textile. They were just naming all the stuff. I'm like, yeah, I know that. Yeah.
You said hound?
Shout out Lakefield.
Hound. Quest is on Google right now.
Yeah, houndstooth. That's that Alabama.
Yeah.
Oh, got you.
Weird bow-legged.
This is the most wholesome Google search this week.
You just shamed your whole family. If you didn't know the houndstooth.
Didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like, oh, you knew? Oh, okay. Guess I was the only person that didn't know.
Job is sitting up here like, I know. Chinos, I know.
Yeah. So he got his answer for the day.
You know,
so.
I got them high leather Chelsea, you know, the Admirals. You know, I got them. Yeah.
Nah, bro, my feet too fat for Chelsea's, bro. I'm sad.
Oh, no, bro. Taking that doubly wide.
Well, see, but the problem is once you get to a certain size, they don't even want to do the wide.
No, he need like a 16 double wide.
Hey, 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 hey. Whoa. Bro, I like, no, thank you. I like some slim stuff too.
Yeah, but your feet hurt. Your corns are tearing you.
Oh, dog. Yeah. Bro, they both looked at his feet the moment he said that. He was like, see,
at this point, I mean, I can't talk. At this point, it's like, because you can get that little, the little sole, but then the side just be all hung over.
Yeah, not, and I hate that. Yeah.
You got to have.
When you get the bottom part of your sole is like
it's hanging, touching the side.
But then the fabric on the sides is like screaming for help. I'm like, well, we know where your shoe's about to rip at first.
Yep.
And I mean, I'm saying that's why I don't wear what are the high shoes that everybody always wears? The
high top shoes.
Chelsea boots?
No. They're goodness gracious.
Chuck Taylors?
Yeah. Can't do them. I don't like them because they're too skinny. And they I feel like when you put them on and you go to step, and now it looks tacky. Weight. Yeah. If you don't have a slim foot, I've seen chicks with fat feet with them on, and I will talk about you. Yeah. I would definitely talk about you.
See, Chucks are perfect for me because I have like zero arches. So it's just this nice flat little bit.
It's a flat plane. I have no arch either, though.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah. So
what do we got? Colors, patterns, textures.
So there's no such thing as a pattern clash, like
you
stripes.
You can pattern clash. Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, but you just said we mixing, like, so you can do stripes and
it's got to be very subtle though. Like, if you're gonna mix patterns, it's got to be very, very subtle where one doesn't overpower the other.
So no, like plaid, and then you have like polka dots, or
you can do it. Well, you can, but it has to be like I said, it has to be very subtle where you like whatever your main pattern is, mm-hmm. it can't overpower the other one. Cause then it looks too busy. So if you got like a
floral,
if you got like a floral shirt and then like a, I don't know, like a real bright striped jacket, sometimes it could like clash because you got too many different patterns there. So your eyes don't know what to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
So like when you're picking something out, whatever your main topic is going to be, it has to, well, your main article of clothing is going to be, whatever is going to support it, let that be, you know, a little bit toned down.
Okay. So that'll be. I can grasp that. That seems simple enough.
Okay, so real quick, because you're doing the custom suits, what for you is the piece that's supposed to, when a man's wearing a full suit, what is the piece that you feel that's supposed to grab a person's attention first? What is it?
You.
I like that answer.
You're supposed to grab a person's attention.
I feel like I was on a date right now.
Yeah, I was just like, I feel like, yes, he definitely
he leaned
me.
Forward. Everybody looked at him. Yeah. He looked at everybody in their eyes.
He looked me dead in my eyeball. I'm like, goodness, this is for man
you.
Is,
I mean, you need to
10
be
seconds of silence.
Attention.
You.
But are you going to call
exactly. That's exactly what that was.
If I give you the number, are you going to use it?
Yeah.
But no, your suit is supposed to fit in a way where it always draws attention back to your face. That's why we decided to do something like this with this business where a suit is supposed to make you feel comfortable and confident, and you will feel most comfortable and most confident in a suit that you designed yourself for yourself.
Okay, can your suit help the people who faces are disadvantaged? Let's say that.
Yeah, it can. I mean, if you're going to do but so much, but but no, that's the thing though. Everybody, you know, it's gonna bring out what's best in you. Like, so let's say, I mean, you may not be the best, most attractive person, but if you have a really good looking suit on, it makes you look better. There's some people who just don't look that great in the entertainment industry, but they put a nice article of clothing on and it just changes their whole dynamic of how they look. They said, when you got money, you look better. But if Jay-Z. You ain't got money, you dress like you got money. Exactly. So
Jay-Z.
That's true. How many? You have been just
trashing Jay-Z. I think this is like the third podcast I traced.
Every time we talk about anybody that has money and doesn't look good, you're like, oh, yeah, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, yeah. That's because he got Beyonce and he looks like a moose. Like,
but that man got money, though.
He got money. Yeah, and
don't
money.
Get the Illuminati on us right now, okay? Bruh, still trying to come up and everything like that.
Yeah. So would you sign with the Illuminati?
Some deals, though, huh?
Nothing.
They have shut this whole thing down.
So,
and that's why we decided to do custom suits too, because that goes to what we were talking about earlier about things not fitting right.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, let's say you go to the store, you buy you a suit off the rack. So yeah, well, to start off, you have three different types of suits.
So, hold on, before you get there,
cut my comment off.
Yeah, because more important people are talking.
Wow, he didn't even give you the 30 seconds or less. He just.
All right, so first and foremost,
why is it, before you break down, you know, kind of how the different styles of suits are.
Hey, wait. Before you do that.
Cut him off.
Let's go back.
See, what y'all don't know now is that I just cut Brian's mic off. And
this is like Inception. We're on like the third interruption.
Like you don't have a button too. Like I can't just cut everybody off. Okay.
Loud. Turn me on.
Shut this whole situation.
So you said an article of clothing, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I know there's like some statement pieces of clothing. What are like 3 to 5 like statement pieces that should every man have?
For a suit?
For like just in your wardrobe.
In your wardrobe, I feel like either a gray or blue blazer is important. A pair of sneakers that you can wear almost with anything, like a classic pair of sneakers.
Such as?
Give us a brand.
I know you don't like Chuck Taylors, but Chuck Taylors are a classic brand.
Adidas.
Vans. Yeah, Vans are another classic brand.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I like Adidas.
Adidas. Yeah. Something that you can wear with almost anything. And now, like, a lot of guys now are wearing, like, suits, shoes and sneakers with suits. So you get your nice classic pair of white sneakers that are low cut, low top. You can mix and match that with anything. Statement pieces. A hat. I'm a hat guy. Like, anybody that knows me knows I wear a hat all the time. 90% of the time. But, yeah, I love hats. That's another statement piece.
And you got to have a crispy white shirt for the suit, at least. A nice spread collar, no brown on the collar. Just a perfect white shirt.
Get it dry cleaned. If you got them things on the collar, get it dry cleaned. Or Shout. Shout out to Shout.
They get all shout out to Shout.
Shout Scrub.
Yeah. I remember Shout.
I've definitely used that once or twice when it was just like I thought my white shirt was clean and it's just that one little small brown gross. Or
I still use it all the time. Like,
yeah.
But you can't help, we black. We get the dick dirty.
Yeah. Or what about the makeup on the shirt?
I don't think that's a race word. So the black rubs off.
Hey, by the way, if y'all don't know him, he is black. That was not a racial slur. So just to protect this person. But...
For you doing that thing like Olive Garden, huh? He was just like, say when.
With the Parmesan cheese.
Say when. Well, I know. I haven't said
the
it.
Best time than ever.
Don't never say no either. Like,
today's episode is brought to you by Southern Comfort.
No, it's not brought to it by until they sponsor us.
We're drinking it now.
Yeah, so it's what's going on tonight. Southern Comfort. Shout out.
It's legit too though. Like super smooth.
Oh yeah.
SoCo and ginger. Go to drink.
And if they don't have ginger, SoCo and Sprite.
We're talking drinks next? We can get on that for a minute.
Oh, we might close out with a little
bit
of that.
We can close out with drinks.
Yeah, alcohol. Okay. Yeah, we can always talk about that. We'll close out with that real quick. So now I'll pass it on to Joe so he can ask the question he wanted to.
He forgot it.
Oh, hold on. Did we finish that one?
Yeah, he said the
three.
He said 3 to 5.
Y'all gave us the 3.
He gave 4.
Say boots, a nice pair of boots, clean pair of boots.
So like Chelsea boots, are you going leather belts?
If you had to do one boot, what would?
One boot, if I had to pick one.
So we're going into fall. If you were building a fall fashion,
Common Project Chelsea boots. If you're gonna do one boot, it's gonna be like $300-$400, but it's one boot. You're not buying like 12 of them. Mm-hmm. Invest in it because it's gonna last for a while. It's an investment for sure.
Okay. So for those who cannot afford that right now, just because we want to talk to everybody, is there another type of boot that you can suggest?
A basic pair of Chelsea boots. New Republic.
I've got some leather shoes, just like your basic little fashion sneaker, and some canvas ones from New Republic, and they're pretty nice. I like Thursday boots. They run about $3.
Is that Thursday boots?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's another, kind of smaller company where you kind of get a pretty decent product for a good price.
Joe got money now. If y'all didn't know, Joe got money now.
Joe got money now. Yeah, so because
Joe came up on y'all.
If we would have had this same conversation a year ago, 300, y'all got me dumb. ain't no 300 for no boots. I don't care how many times.
Joe said the same thing about suits one time. He was like, oh, I'll never pay that much for a suit.
Oh, yeah. Now he's hooked. Thank you. Yep. Thank you. Somebody that knew the beginning. Yeah. He straight flexed on Cortez.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. This nigga got skinny and he up there. Oh, he's still buying suits off the rack.
Nah, it was.
He don't know nothing about that.
What's a cheap suit? How much you paid? $300
You still buying? Oh, you bought four suits for $100
He just shot himself in the foot. Didn't realize it. I couldn't let it go. Nah. So on our episode, what was that one?
The five love languages.
I was talking about the five love. No,
it was five love languages.
That was the hot topic.
So the hot topic was stuff that as you've gotten older, what would you never buy cheap again? And he was like, I'd never buy a cheap suit. He was like, I'd pay at least $100 for one now. And I'm like,
Hey, I'm bro, sorry. You nigga used to get the, get the 3 for $150 or whatever.
And we so all just, did. We all started somewhere.
So I'm just sitting there like, hey, now I've come up just a little bit, not like Joe. Joe sit there and got skinny on us and got money all at the same time. So he had two come ups at one time.
He's a new Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Okay.
So like now he just, you know,
don't unplug his mic.
Talk about somebody baby calves one time all of a sudden. Why?
Okay.
They got problems.
But that's the other thing too, though. When it comes to buying things like quality pieces, sometimes you gotta invest a little bit of money into it.
Yeah, like, I agree.
I it gets to a point now, like, when it comes to suits, would you rather get four suits for $100 or just take the time, maybe save up a little bit longer and invest in one good quality suit or one good quality pair of shoes?
It is like four suits every 2 years. You invest in that one good suit, that's like 6 years almost that you can get out of a really good suit.
So and that might lead into my other question. So so if we're talking about suits, what is it? You know, for some people, a suit is a suit, especially if you're a person that's not wearing a suit all the time. So, you know, you're going to bust that thing out for special occasions, weddings, funerals. That's about it. So any old suit that you throw on is fine. And when we're talking about a quality suit, what are you looking for? What kind of differences? Why is tailoring important? And then from there, kind of what do you get as far as off the rack versus a made to measure or tailored situation?
So the biggest thing when it comes to suiting is fabric. That's like the main thing. When you look at a suit, how the fabric is, how it feels, how it's constructed, like those are some of like the main things that will make a suit. Sometimes you can get some loud patterns, you can get some real nice colors, but then the suit construction is terrible. So when it comes to suiting, they have what they call fusing, which is how they put the suit together. So it's the canvassing in between the layers of fabric. So when they fuse it, it's like a glue almost that they use to put it together. And over time, it like will buckle, it'll like ripple up when it gets wet in the rain. Cause you're gonna wear it outside, so you're gonna get it in the weather. And as you wear it, the older it gets, it gets steamed. When they dry clean it, it's gonna look bad over the years. That's what goes into investing in that quality garment, because that suit that may be fused may be, you know, $150, $200 But you take a little bit of time and invest maybe into a $400 suit, you may have that $400 suit for the next 5-6 years So fabric is the biggest thing. How it's constructed is the next thing.
And my thing with a suit too is how it fits. It starts in the shoulders. With a suit, everything starts in the shoulders. And not everybody you can narrow down to a 38, a 40 shoulder slash chest, a 42. Some people are in that odd range where they're in the middle of that and they need a custom suit.
Yeah, and that's why tailoring is important, because like I said, off the rack suits, they're built for everybody. Drop that cue again.
These suits, they for everybody. Oh.
Joe hates it. But nah, they're for everybody. So when you wear a suit and you have to get it tailored, the tailoring is important because it makes that suit fit you the best and it makes you look good. Because, you know, like I said, when you look good, you feel good. So when you put on that nice custom suit, it'll either be custom or off the rack. If you get an off the rack suit, that's fine. Because custom suits, of course, are going to cost a little bit more. But if you buy the off the rack suit, just spend a little extra money to get it tailored. Find you a good tailor. Find one that you trust. And invest in it, because it's an investment into yourself. You know, when you invest in your garments, you invest in who you are, how you look, and how you present yourself. So, those are some of the biggest things. People get a real, like, fashion is real weird. It's always changing. Guys were doing skinny suits for a while. You know, Steve Harvey had his line out with
suits.
Yeah, yeah.
43
six buttons. Wide legged. You know, they cover the tip of the shoe.
I miss wide legged.
Yeah. So, all those things have like come and changed over time.
What do you think about like getting your actual shirts tailored, or because I've seen people do it, and now those compared to like, because I mean I see the common issue is like you get people who get dress shirts, and you know of course they run based off a neck size or something like that.
Right.
But then I guess they have either too much fabric, and then like now it's starting to come out the shirt on the side.
Yeah, no, and that's like because I've always had a big neck, so even when I lost some weight. Whatever. Bigger than your calves.
Wow. So, wow.
Hey, bro, come on. These are guests, dog. Yeah.
So that was always been a problem for me because even when I lost the weight, I still had a pretty big neck. So then it was just like you end up with still with all a much baggier
shirt. And my thing is just like, I don't know if I got to say no homo to wearing a little thigh thing that's supposed to pull down your pants. I mean, keep your shirt tucked in. I'm not wearing it.
I'm not either.
I'm not wearing it.
I understand. I get it, but I'm not putting that on.
I'm not putting it on.
I'm not
now,
a female.
I have seen that what they do now in some of your pants that they have like this little thing that they could put all around the inside of your dress pants.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to help keep the keep the shirt down. Now let me ask you, how like is that something that you can just easily go buy and get them put into all your pants? Or
so what it is it's rubber thread. Okay. That so the cuff of your pants is folded a few times actually. Mm-hmm. And they put the rubber thread on the inside fold, basically, if that makes sense. And it is something that you can get after the fact. But all the pants that I have that have it in there, I bought them like that, and it really does work.
Okay. So, I mean, honestly,
I would say, again, on the shirts, it when you have a slimmer cut to your suit, you really can't deal with a baggy shirt. Because if you have a big baggy shirt that's under a well-cut suit.
Yeah, it starts showing the imperfections. So you start poking out here or on the side. It shows. So, I mean, just if you're going to do the tailored suits, just – as far as now, you got to go and get the shirts, making sure your shirts look right.
Yeah, and the thing too with shirts too, that's my other thing is like I've always had a skinnier neck, mm-hmm. but I got long arms. So like
that's my issue.
To get the size of the neck and the long arms, it's so hard to find shirts.
What's your shirt size?
So I'm like a 15, my exact shirt size, I think it's like 15.25 or 15 and a quarter
okay.
for the shirt. Yeah.
You get your shirts at Suit Supply.
Now I make my own shirts now.
Oh,
we different now.
Ooh.
Remember that?
That was a that was a flex.
I like that. I make my own shirt. Yeah.
Explosions.
And I got real long arms. I'm like a. I used to be like a. I think it's like a 35,
34, 35. That's what I'm at.
Yeah. So it's hard to find a shirt that's that size neck and arms. Right. Just don't work.
So you usually used to have to go up a neck size, and now your shirt just sitting there baggy on you.
And that's the other thing. I hate the baggy in the neck when your shirt, you tighten your tie and it's like the ripples in it.
Yep.
Yeah, man. I had I was at a work conference last week and they had a security company come out and do a little presentation. And I've seen them before walking a property. They had on like polos and khakis and, you know, kind of had a military gear. But they came in like straight men in black dressed. And I'm just looking, and one dude looked all right, but the other guy, like, you don't wear suits. Like, he was wearing his dad's jacket. The shirt was, like, two sizes too big, so it was all folded over itself when he tried to put the tie.
I was like, bro,
you should have just came
extra
in
neck.
It's like, the shirt starts here.
Oh, yeah.
And then they still got the tie on, mm-hmm. and it starts here, like, pretty much, you can almost see the chest hair, but it's just like, why is your neck too big?
Yeah, and it just folded over. So I was like, bro, you should just wear the shirt. Like, don't wear a suit. Like, a poor fitting suit looks worse than not wearing a suit at all. Like, it just looks so
I'd rather you be security with just a black T-shirt on. Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Especially something I hate too.
Especially something with a black suit and a white shirt. Like, it's such a classic thing. Like, but it really, like, all you see is the suit. And it's just like, if it's not perfect,
mm-hmm. it looks bad.
Yeah. There's nothing to distract you from the fact that it's not.
Well, it ain't perfect. Just close to perfect. So, just try. Just
so what, is there a such thing as, like, I mean, as far as, like, the too small shirts? Like, how would you tell if your shirt's too small? Because, I mean, we've seen.
Oh, it's choking you in the neck. Like, I mean, he had a chicken biscuit with no water. He's dying. Chick-fil-A first thing in the morning.
Ooh. So then, what about the ones that, because, you know, some people, like you said, if you buy those shirts, they go smaller because it'll fit them in the arms and the chest, mm-hmm. but then they just leave it where it'd be open and they keep it more casual than anything else. But Like, for example, like you were saying about the shoulders. I know if that fabric is starting right here where that line on your shoulders is supposed to be and it's hitting you, like, dead in the middle of, like, that shoulder blade, like, yeah, you know it's too big or it's too small, but, like, how else can a guy tell whether or not his shirts is too...
If they're too small, if your buttons are spreading when you, like, move your arms, if you have to, like, stay constricted...
yeah. So pretty much what your shirt doing. Okay, got you.
Yeah, when your shirt start, when your buttons start to spread and it's not just, it don't feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's too tight. Like, okay, well, we know you've been in the gym now. We know you've been working out. We don't need to see all your chest.
So what's the,
like,
difference between fitted, like, and too tight?
Whatever, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, for your suits too. If your pants are too tight, when you sit down and you have no, like, movement, you're constricting yourself.
And your nuts is constricted.
There you go. Yeah, your print is showing everybody.
There we go. Thank you. The package print.
That doesn't.
Because I was definitely going to my go-to word.
No. Don't do that. Nah,
please. Yeah,
he wasn't ready.
So, how big are y'all when it comes to socks?
With socks, I'm kind of back to the grays and the basics because I like for my suit and everything else to speak. There's some really loud socks out here that take all, like I said, the suit is supposed to bring attention back to your face. There's some loud socks out here that take attention away from your face, for sure.
Put on your ankles. Right. Yeah, when the attention's on your ankles, it's not it. But I ain't got no socks on right now. Well, I got socks on. They're just low cut socks. But yeah, I'm with the basics now. When I was young, when I first started getting into suits, I would do a whole lot with the accessories. So I would go loud socks. I had yellow, pink, blue. Like, I was known to wear loud socks. Because my suit wasn't here. Yeah, my suit was cheap. So I would do a whole lot with everything else to try to make myself look like I was fashionable. But you don't really have to look fashionable. You can look classic. Like, with a regular pair of gray socks, brown socks. It's not about the sock game. It's about everything else. So take the money that you put in investing in them loud socks. Go get you some from Walmart, some classic grays. And put that towards your new suit that you're going to spend an extra little bit on. And you'll look a whole lot better.
I mean, y'all just kind of made me feel bad. The fact that I like...
You like loud socks? It's cool, though. A little bit.
Like, this is one of my... I like these.
Okay. Yeah, that's you, though. That's your personality, too. So that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, accessories are an opportunity for you to kind of show your personality.
Yeah.
Kind of bring yourself to
Ninja Turtles. An outfit. Ninja Turtles socks. Oh. What? So what? You got an issue? No. I throw people out. It happens, man. It happened to the best of us.
So Ruben Jimenez is no longer a part of Alexander. Yeah. All
right. But yeah, you don't want to use them as an excuse to overlook a poor outfit. So before we get, and I feel like we're gonna get off suits just to come back to suits, but and I know we talked a little bit about the construction, but as far as the fit, what are we looking at of a difference from a off the rack at a, you know, $40 suit versus an off the rack with something a little bit higher end, like a Suit Supply or a made to measure. Obviously a made to measure is going to be, you know, made to measure. So that's going to be completely for you. But how will we benefit from stepping up to a little bit outside of that, you know,
$50 just range? Well, like I said, the quality will be a little bit better. The quality in your fabric will be a little bit nicer. And the suit will just last you a little bit longer. I remember Cortez made the point when he was talking about how he used to get the 4400 back in the day, how the buttons would break down.
Not necessarily that cheap, got $25 a suit.
I mean, D&K had that special, bro. Suits, shoes, socks, hat, pocket square, tie.
D&K, bro. Y'all was fancy, bro. I was going to In Fashion.
But yeah, you'll be able to just have your garment for a whole lot longer. I mean, I've had suits that I spent a little bit more money on that I have for 3 or 4 years. At this point, we're not really growing too much unless your weight is jumping up and down or you're losing weight like Joel.
Yeah, we call him, now his name is not Joel anymore. It's Joel. Now that he got skinny, we got
the little hyphen.
Yeah, you have to. It's to Joel. Represent and respect the fact that he is no longer that old him.
I hate this man. I'd say for myself, one thing that I liked about Suit Supply versus cheaper off the rack options, just their standard fit off the rack was a lot better for my body type, at least. And then they have more kind of standardized sizes, versus, you know, when you go to a store and you're getting stuff off the rack, every brand is going to have a different fit. Even if it's all, you know, even if it's athletic fit, it's still going to be a different fit. Even now, like, I had some old
suits that were very similar sizes to what I wear now, but they just fit drastically different just from the brands and just the age of it. But when you're dealing with the Suit Supply, they have different styles, and you can go through those styles, and they have a very standardized fit to it. And so I found myself having to do a lot less alterations than I would have had to do on something else, on a cheaper suit off the rack, to get the same type of tailoring.
And my thing is, too, when you got that Suit Supply suit, what did you wear? Only that suit, right?
Oh, that's a fact.
So to answer your question, what I would do is challenge everybody who's listening who wears suits to get a custom suit. When you get a custom suit, you're going to walk with your chest out. You're going to walk with your back straight. You might get the job that you interviewed for when you wear that suit, because that's how it makes people feel. And you're going to look at your other suits differently. Once you educate yourself, at that point, you see all the flaws in your other suits, and all you can wear is the custom suit, and all you can get is the custom suits.
Mm, there we go. There we go.
Okay.
So yeah, you just ruin yourself for everything else, just for the record. You don't.
Yeah, you will. You'll end up spending way more money than you planned on. Yeah,
you'd be like, this is filth. Like, I need another
credit. Because even with my Suit Supply suits now, like now that I like stepped over into another area with like custom made to measure suits, I look at my Suit Supply suits differently. It's like, that don't fit right. I see where that fits differently. And then there's a whole nother level that I probably never get into, which is like actually bespoke suits, which is like a whole nother level of custom suits.
They're called
like,
what?
They're called bespoke. So yeah, so bespoke comes from the original words, like everything is made exactly for you.
I thought you was about to hit us with the Latin.
Yeah, I was ready for the. I was ready for the deep research. Obviously, you didn't go to talk to Google today.
No, I did, but I forgot it. I was like, all right, left me. I had to just kind of carry it over. Okay. But it started back in like the early 1800s, where the guys over in England were actually, the tailors over there were actually making suits for the princes and for the kings of that time.
Okay.
So, and that's even where actually where like the tuxedo started from. So like the tuxedo itself.
What wasn't it? Wasn't it a haberdashery? What was it that they used to go? Ain't that where they used to go to for the? Store. Yeah. Haberdashery?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's where they would go and get like measured and fitted for their suits. Like that's was the becoming a man. Their dad would take them to the haberdashery to go get fitted for their first.
Yeah, a lot of foreigners do that. A lot of foreigners, when their kids become older, diplomats, they go get their kids tailored and send them over there. But I was doing some research and I found out that one of the princes from back home there in England, he would get his suits made from a bespoke tailor off. It's called Savile Row. It's in England. It's where everything first got its start from. And he would just the tailor over there, I believe it was Holland and Sherry, they would make all of their clothes for the prince. And then there was a gentleman from Tuxedo, New York, and he went over to England for a dinner party. And the prince at the time, the Prince of Wales, he would get dinner jackets made. So when he had the gentleman come over from New York,
flex.
He would he would have him like he made a custom jacket for him. He was like, "Oh, yo, you're my guest. Let me make you a custom jacket." And it was something that was never really seen over here in the States. So when he went back to Tuxedo, New York, they called it Tuxedo. They called the jacket the Tuxedo because he used to go to all these different parties in Tuxedo. And that's how it got its start. So knowing how things started and just seeing where it all has come from, it comes from these older gentlemen over there in England and how they really, if you look at like guys in England, they dress differently. Even the older men, like they dress really well because they get everything tailored over there. That's where everything kind of got its start. And it's very simple. It's classic, but they just look good.
Yeah.
So
correct me if I'm wrong. So when we're talking about a custom suit, that's when they are using, I don't want to say a standardized form, but they're kind of adjusting a form based on your measurements, versus a bespoke suit is when they are really building it. Like they're creating a form just for you.
Right. So a custom suit is I'm taking your measurements and we're altering a standard pattern to fit your body type. Well, bespoke suit, they're actually constructing the pattern for your body type 100%. But the reason why bespoke is so rare, and we don't see it too much now anymore.
It's expensive. It's like $200.
Nah. We're looking at like $2,000 and up.
Yeah.
You know, like bespoke suit. Because you have one guy, and he's making your suit from scratch. You're making four or five different fittings. You're going to him four or five different times to make sure every detail in your body is perfect and the suit comes out absolutely perfect. So, yeah, I'll never get to that point where I'm ordering a bespoke suit. But I mean, I might, but you never know. But
I mean, you might be like Joe.
Maybe. Yeah, get my money right.
I'm trying to tell you.
But it's definitely a difference. But for the average, most of us, just upgrading the quality of suit, even if it's not custom, upgrading the quality of it to just a little bit better than what you did before. Save a little bit more money, upgrade the quality, and then if you want to spend a little bit better quality, get a made-to-measure suit, which okay. is, you know, custom.
So
for
then,
you.
Just for those, because you know, I guess going into the, you know, the $300, $400 suits for those who are in a position to do that, that is good. That'll be an upgrade for them. But for those people who are starting off with the, hey, I don't really wear suits like that, so I'm doing the, you know, 3 for $150. But now they're like, okay, you know what? I'm ready to do a little bit better. So now I'm about to spend $200 on one suit. Yes, that's still a downgrade. But for them, what can they do or what should they be ideally looking for, even though they're still going to the rack buying that suit without just being like, hey, you know what? Do better. Don't spend $200. Just go ahead and spend the $450 and get this. They're not in a position to do so. So if they're getting that $200 suit off the rack, what should they be ideally looking for as far as fabric or style of a suit that would be better than what they're doing now?
If they're looking for a $200 suit that they want to fit right, they're going to need $300 for, they're going to need the extra $100 for tailoring. But first, where you want to start at is the shoulders. Like I keep saying, that's where a suit starts at.
That's the hardest part to alter.
Yeah, that's the hardest part. If the shoulders don't fit, the suit is not for you. If it's too small, it crinkles back here by the collar. If it's too big, you can tell when it's too big, you look like a football player.
Got you.
I am a football player.
Nothing wrong with a football player. Okay. Just not at weddings and funerals.
So you tried to fight, though? Honestly, like, I almost would say it's not worth it. Because the issue that I've had, and they kind of started pushing me in that direction, is tailoring and alterations are expensive when you're really trying to get stuff to fit right. And so then it's like, well, am I going to buy a $75 suit and then spend $100 on alterations when it's going to only last me a couple years?
Exactly.
You know, it's a lot. It's more, but it's easier to spend $100 on alterations on a $300 or $400 suit because then you're like, okay, I know this is going to last a little bit longer, so I know I'm going to benefit from it. But you almost don't even want to spend that much.
I'll double the price to triple the longevity for sure. Yeah.
My personal suggestion would be to focus on quality over quantity. I think that we all focus on quantity at first, and you're like, man, I'm going to get as many colors as I can get, and then you got 15 suits. But once you really get that good one suit, then all of a sudden you got one good suit and 15 other things you don't really want to wear. And the alterations are just super important. And it was hard for me. I was like, I'm not, you know, I looked at my suits. I was like, bro, I'm not about to alter all these other ones. Like, what's the point? Like, I'm not about to spend $100 on a $75 suit.
What's cool to me about suits, too, is that, like, when you pick out other stuff, other pieces of clothing, like shoes, per se, there's some ugly shoes that are crazy comfortable that you will wear because they're comfortable. With a suit is not function over fashion. A suit is both. And that's what adds to the confidence. That's what adds to the event. That's what adds to the suit.
I like that.
Yeah, it's fair. Yeah, legit, like, the suit probably is one of the only things that really a well-fitted suit looks better and feels better than an ill-fitting suit. Yeah.
But like I said, if you can't drop that, if you don't want to drop that, anything
come
more
to Alex. He's going to hook you up.
Yeah. But yeah, definitely get it tailored. That's it. If you can get anything you get tailored, you will look a whole lot better than before. It will definitely elevate your game a little bit.
There we go. So, Liz, Axe, Alex, and Ruben, what is one tip that you want to leave people with as we close out the podcast? What's one tip? Then we're going to talk about drinks.
Don't do too much.
Okay.
Don't do too much. There's no need to do a whole lot to be extra, especially now people feel like they got to do a whole lot to be seen. Sometimes the guy who's a little bit quieter is seen a little bit more, especially in his outfit.
Ooh.
Because it's just he stands out more. He's classic. That classic is timeless. It's not going anywhere. I'm gonna branch off real quick, but I love the designer Ralph Lauren. He's been around for years, and he never has really changed his style. He's made some alterations along the way, but for the most part, his style's always been classic, and that's what's made him timeless. So when it comes to dressing, just stay classic and stay timeless, and your outfits won't need to change a whole lot.
Okay, right here.
That's my thing, too. Just make sure everything with the suit goes back to your face. And I was also going to mention a designer. I was going to mention Gucci, because Gucci does the regular formal version where they'll make horse bit loafers, and then they'll cut the back off the loafers and add fur inside of them, and it'll be like a loafer flip-flop type thing, and it's still cool, it's still formal. You can still experiment, just make sure it always draws back to you. You, no matter what it is, you still know it's Gucci. And no matter what suit Brian's in, we still know it's Brian.
That's true. That's true. I like that.
I will say, especially if you are trying to kind of build a wardrobe, which was a situation I was faced with, focus on your basics. Focus on kind of not getting a bunch of wild, trendy stuff that all of a sudden trends change and you don't have a wardrobe again. Focus on your classic basics. That way you can kind of build your way up. Like you said, you know, have a nice fashion sneaker, have some nice, you know, neutral colored, maybe a blazer or you know, get you a suit that is going to match with a lot of different options. Just focus on pieces that can match with others easily, and it's easier to kind of build that wardrobe. And also, if you focus on getting more so classic style, and, you know, again, accessories can kind of give you an opportunity to kind of put yourself into an outfit and still stay in classic. It makes it easier to build on that. And then once you get that nice, solid, you know, foundation wardrobe, then you can kind of go from there and add in those kind of one-off pieces that you ain't gonna match with nothing but that one fire outfit, but it's worth it.
For
real. But I'm just kind of focusing on that and just kind of help you to build up a nice wardrobe.
Oh yeah. I am going to, I've used subscription boxes. I've used Stitch. And
which one?
I've used Stitch.
You use Sprezza?
I haven't used Sprezza.
Sprezza's pretty cool, and their stuff is pretty simple too.
Okay, yeah, because I like that, because it kind of got me some stuff that I wouldn't normally wear, like some colored pants, and I've been waiting to wear this, like, little, you know, goose down, like bubble jacket, like, vest thing. I've been waiting, but it's not going to get cold anytime soon, but I have it, and so, you know, you can say what you're trying to do with your wardrobe, and they'll try to give you pieces to try to, like, you know, are you trying to experiment with some stuff and stuff like that, so Stitch, Winston Box, so experiment a little bit, see what you like, find yourself.
Yeah, on that note too, another two things that I found that was really helpful was looking at mannequins, because they normally have like kind of standardized outfits that they have put together.
I use Pinterest. Not even gonna lie, definitely use Pinterest.
Yeah,
mannequins is a good point though, because a lot of people are embarrassed to do that.
Yeah, it gives you.
You don't have to wear the outfit straight off the mannequin, but it's there for a reason to show you the gist of it.
Yeah, and another thing was just kind of finding people. If I liked their style, you know, I follow them on Instagram and kind of see, you know, what kind of outfits they were rocking, and you kind of can kind of find some inspiration from that as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And sometimes ask a female, like,
hey, bro, you know what?
You
know what? Like, you know, another thing that I actually, and not everybody might agree with this, but I've actually, the homosexual guys, when it comes to their colors,
should I cut his mic off?
They no, I mean I'm just going to be real. They actually know.
Oh, okay.
That, I mean, just because when it comes to like, because for me, I never was really one to venture out of like the basic colors, so I stuck to the blues, black, stuff like that. So even when it came to suits, and I was starting to get into like the pinks and purples, I'm just sitting there like, I'm gonna go just white shirt, purple tie, and I'm just gonna keep it basic because of the fact that I'm like, I'm already in an area that I'm not too comfortable.
That's your personality, though. Like, your outfit should never be louder than your personality.
Right, right, right. So, but then when I got... You do or don't?
Yeah, I wear pinks. Pinks, purples. I got a loud personality. So, like, my first suit when I was a kid, my first suit I picked out was a red pinstripe suit. I got pictures of me in it because I loved it. I, like, that was my personality. I wasn't gay. It was just I liked it.
But we got you. You married. You have a beautiful wife, and we...
Yeah, so. I'm not gay at all. But you know, to that point, though, like, there's no... Sometimes we feel like we can't wear certain stuff because it's going to make us... Look, you know, gay or homosexual, whatever.
You want to wear chaps with the butt out, man. Live your life.
Nah, yeah, okay,
I'm not doing that.
Unless you're Prince, don't do that.
Nah,
and Prince is dead. So.
Yeah.
So you're not Prince.
But my go-to Pinterest, and then just I looked up a color wheel.
Yeah.
Just to be able to figure out like
what
certain
colors.
What colors go together? Oh,
man, that tonal swag, bro. If you don't know what colors go, that tonal swag is killer. Khaki pants with like an olive jacket, something like that. That tonal swag is crazy.
I've been trying to get me some khaki pants. It's just like that khaki color, because there's been so many outfits. I'm like, man, this is about to, that and just like with the blue jacket, blue blazer. I'm like, I've been trying to do that like prep look.
Blue blazer, yeah. Gold buttons.
Yeah. Yep. And because I'm like, I got the blazer. I never can find a good pair of like khaki slacks that look good.
We got a blue blazer with gold buttons.
Okay.
There we go. I like just that. I like you know. That.
Are they real gold though? Because
if you want to pay real gold money, we can probably
make it. No, that's it.
Don't believe me. Just watch.
It's, okay. Hey, there we go.
Okay.
So I like we're going to get into. So we talked about classic, timeless, right? What else pairs better than having a nice fitted
cigar
suit? Cigar. Oh, but you're right there on the same track. What is a drink, like your go-to drink?
That's always classic.
Like, yeah, what my is your go-to drink? Yeah,
my go-to drink is a Moscow Mule.
Okay.
I love them things. Made right, though. Don't give it to me in no glass cup. I need the copper cup. Yeah, okay. I need it done right.
Alexander.
I'm not big on mixed drinks. If I drink a mixed drink, if I had to pick a mixed drink to drink, it would be a Long Island.
You thought.
Yeah.
But I like my liquor like straight up.
Do it on the rocks?
Yeah, I'm not even on the rocks no more. Like I drink my stuff neat.
So then what's your drink?
Four Loko.
No. So right now I'm in between two. So it's the Ardbeg 10 year, which is a Scotch, and the Macallan 15 year, which is a Scotch. I'm a Scotch guy. That's what I like.
Brian's doing finger pistols right now.
I'm proud of you.
For the haters.
Because, I was really curious. I'm like, you can't sit there and, be making suits and then make a drink that has pineapple and fruit hanging off the side of it. So I was a little worried.
No hate, no anything.
Nah, Ruben will.
First of all, like, you make a linen suit.
Bop, thank
there you.
You.
Go. Fat, yeah.
I
you
know, was that, out that. In Daytona. They didn't want to make me a pina colada. I'm like, nobody by the beach.
I was nobody. They looked at him and was like, he'd be like, "Can I get a pina colada?" They'd be like, "We got Hennessy."
Yeah. You know what? Though, shout out to Hennessy. Though, I would drink some Hennessy. Like if it's just Hennessy, can you sponsor us? Nah, or just me.
Us.
Yeah. I was about to say, what you're not about to do is try to come up.
I was making sure y'all like Hennessy too, man.
Shoot, Hennessy or not, whoever sponsors, I'll drink anything that somebody sponsors me. So if you out there, you make your own liquor, shut up, bro. But I'll come over and see, like, you got the wrong one.
If Four Loko was sponsoring you, would you hop on?
Oh, yeah, bro. Bring back the old can. Bring it. If they bring back the old can right now.
Oh, this pie would be
nah,
lit.
I'm talking about the
blue raspberry.
Original. Yes,
well, see, here's the thing. If Four Loko sponsored us, we would have to change the name of our podcast. We couldn't be the Gentleman's Delegation drinking Four Loko.
Is it just me or does a gold one taste like it got cilantro in it? Am I tripping?
I'm about to go pull up on the gold one right now.
Yeah, and drink it and just think about what I say. You're going to be like, a Spanish woman made this.
Honestly?
By the time you finish it, you drunk.
Yeah, you will be drunk. By the time cilantro onion.
I'm sorry. You said finish. By the time you go like and pop that can, you already will blow the legal limit before you've even drunk anything.
Man, you know what?
That's going to be. I know some people love Four Loko, and I can't stand
it. I'm going to drop that tonight.
I'm not going to drop no name.
I want to hear some Four Loko stories. Let's see on Instagram.
I don't think people have the stories. They were passed out drunk. Yeah. Their friends got the stories. Yeah.
Not driving home.
They can't give you too many stories. They just woke up the next morning. Goodness.
We got to get home.
Yeah.
Help. We got to get home.
So. I ain't gonna lie, as much as I slandered Alex, my normal evening starter is a nice Long Island. Like, it's just, I just feel like that just kind of gets you started off right for wherever you're trying to hit.
Warp speed.
You know what I mean? It's like, why waste the money on four or five other drinks? You know, we'll just go ahead and get this out of the way right now. I'm feeling good. And then I can decide if I want to feel better or if I'm good.
Okay, I got you.
If I want to feel better, normally margaritas. I'm definitely
go for a good margarita.
Yeah, I'm definitely a tequila drinker. So yeah, I'm good. I'm good for a margarita. I can do margaritas.
I'm gonna get some tequila this month.
I'm trying to get one with a scorpion in that thing, boy. Y'all think this a game?
Yeah, buddy.
Tijuana to be exact.
Bring one back for your boy.
Hey, so this is gonna be my podcast when they get their organ stole.
What happened? So I'm gonna be pod too.
Ruben, to answer your question, Long Island's have triple sec, vodka, tequila, gin, and rum.
There we go. Who asked what was in there?
Ruben. That's why I said Ruben to answer your question.
Thank you. At least Cortez heard, because Joe would try to make you feel bad.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But then say he likes it at the same time. Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? I will always, but see, for me, with my Long Islands, to be honest, I don't, because I don't drink pop or soda. I don't like tea.
Soda.
Pop. It's definitely called pop.
Your mic right off.
Man, whatever.
What does it look like, soda pop?
I call it pop. You call it soda. And
so you real respectful to the pop, huh?
I mean, yeah. And okay. We just
call it daddy, right? Might as well just call it daddy.
Anyways,
I don't drink daddy.
So we don't. I don't drink pop. So instead of doing pop or tea, I tell them to do cranberry instead. So, okay. And it gives it slightly sweeter taste. And
it's not a Long
Island. And if you
anymore.
Wow,
called Long Beach.
It is called a Long Beach. But if you go to Fridays, be careful because their Long Islands are just a cup of gin. So
that's
it's a cup of gin. And then that last sip. That No.
Gin gives me a headache.
Gin will kill you.
Gin.
It gives me a headache too. But have you had that Fourth Ward gin?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. They do a vodka now too.
Really?
Yeah, I got both of them at the crib. Yeah. What I like about gin is even just a gin and tonic. Gin's
that lime.
Well, gins from brand to brand have such a different flavor profile. Yep. And then
you like
tonics.
You like Bombay?
I like Bombay. I hate Tanqueray.
Yes,
Tanqueray
me too.
Tanqueray too.
But I'm not drinking Bombay straight. Never in my life will I ever do that again. I did it on accident. Me and my dad had the same cup, and I drank after him thinking it was water.
Oh,
my
that's,
water.
Ooh.
And I chugged it.
Ooh.
And it tasted like I ate hand sanitizer.
That sounds about right.
I hated it.
Yeah,
that's how I feel about Absolut. I hate Absolut vodka. It just tastes like alcohol to me. But no, gin and tonics are cool because depending on your tonic and depending on your gin, it can be a very different flavored drink. So it's kind of cool as you kind of play around with different ones you like. But yeah, Bombay is cool. What's the other one? Hendrix.
Hendrix is really
if
good.
If you're paying a little bit more extra, Hendrix is really nice. I like that.
And then if you add some St. Germain's in it, call it Tom Coughlin.
I got St. Germain's at the crib.
Yeah. I drunk like Tom Collins.
Yeah.
For
it's amazing.
Yeah, for probably like 6 months. Did you say Tom Coughlin? Yeah, he did say Tom Coughlin.
Tom Coughlin?
Yeah.
Coughlin?
Yeah. Go Giants.
Shout out to that Southern Comfort, though.
hey, whoa.
SoCo,
I know that's my redneck drink. But
it's a
SoCo
good
one. And ginger ale, a wild turkey and ginger ale.
Yeah. It shocked me.
That's my
no one liquor in a plastic bottle. I stay away from it.
That's a
but that one, no, you got someone else.
Yeah. Hey,
they should sponsor us. We'll put them in a gold bottle.
I only drink two things out of plastic bottles. That's Southern Comfort and Fireball.
Yeah.
Fireball.
Oh no, not on the air. I'll tell them after.
Yeah. Fireball is probably
Fireball
the
and rum chata.
Yeah, man. Fireball is probably the only cheap liquor I will straight up.
Fireball one rum chata. That's a little shot, isn't it?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Ruben don't like that one.
Or you like the cinnamon tequila and go your apple pie shot.
Yeah.
I've never been so hot in the winter in my life.
Just confused.
That's how I go. That's how
in
I go.
New Jersey. At that. New Jersey winter. Hot. Short sleeves thrown up. It was horrible.
Yeah, that cinnamon toast crunch.
Man, I can't even eat the cereal no more.
What's your go-to like classic drink? If you're going out, what's your starter?
If I'm going out, depending on what the mood is, I would do tequila just straight. Mm. Like my go-to, if I'm doing karaoke or something like that, shut up. If I'm going to karaoke, I'm doing SoCo and ginger ale. That's my go-to. But if I'm just getting a drink I want to order, I'm going to get an old fashioned.
So what if you turning up for the night? What are we doing?
Oh, turning up. I'm going to get that 1800 coconut.
There we go.
I want a double shot.
There we go.
I want a double shot right
big
now.
Boy shot. That's
double shot, no salt, just lime.
We would have been drinking that tonight, but somebody said they were scared of tequilas.
My go-to going out? Probably.
Yeah. Different occasions.
Yeah. No,
if I'm trying to turn up.
Here you go. Y'all going out. The boys just sit there and call. Girl get you a pass. You going for the next 24 hours. How you start your night?
It's gonna sound real wild. Hennessy and Don Julio.
Yep. I agree with the Don Julio.
Don Julio is a winner, but that tequila turns me into a different person.
What about you? Like Avion? You like Avion?
I haven't had Avion yet. No,
it's good though. It's comparable. It puts you up there with Don Julio.
Mine is Henny Black and Red Bull. Ooh. I need the Red Bull to get there because Henny don't do nothing for me no more.
Oh.
I need a Red Bull to get
Got hit in his blood.
Yeah, I'm Dominican, so. You already know what's
You
up.
Already know what that means.
Yeah. You already know what's up.
I don't really know, but I kind of feel like
the
I
way
can
he looks you in your eyes, you should know
he's an alcoholic.
It's context clues, you know what I'm saying? You try to go with it so you don't embarrass yourself.
Even though they speak backwards in Spanish, I knew exactly what he meant to say.
No, I think Turn It Up, I just stay with the Long Islands. We just keep that ride going.
Yeah, I was about to say, I've definitely had those.
Another.
I've been out one night. Back to shout out to Marietta, Long Island. Started off with that, and then five shots of tequila just before we left.
Don't look at me.
No, I wish we went out to Buckhead later on that day.
Yeah,
try to get sick.
Nah, actually, I don't think we've ever had like a. No, never mind.
I was like, had to quickly
You gonna say that to me? So we gonna lie? We just gonna lie?
Yeah, I was just about to say, I don't think we ever hit that. I was like, no.
Serve
was
it like, to me. I'm like,
I'm gonna let you finish.
Yeah. I was like, no, I was about to lie.
Yeah. I don't do Evan Williams whiskey. Never again.
Yeah.
That's one like
that. Ivanovich, if you know what that is, you've lived your life all the way wrong.
Tell them about what Kyrie made us with the orange.
Irving?
Coca-Cola or vanilla soda.
How about you tell us? Since you remember the story, he was clearly drunk.
I don't remember what kind of whiskey it was, so I can't really tell it.
That's exactly what happens when you drink Four Loko.
The night we got to Charlotte.
Shout out to remember going to Charlotte.
Coca-Cola, the exclusive Coca-Cola with vanilla and orange.
Oh, the vanilla orange Coke?
That thing was banging, bro.
Like exclusive.
Yeah, that
one.
It had to be good. The man don't remember going out to Charlotte. He was like, bro, Charlotte. When did we go to Charlotte? Exactly. He don't remember going out to state.
He said, I didn't drink that like it was exclusive.
I would have saved some.
It was too exclusive for Alex. He was drinking Long Island.
I might try that. So we got to ask about the group about cocktails. Four Loko stories.
Yeah, I feel like tequila shots is the only like shots that I get thrown at me. Like I haven't.
Nobody went through that Jaeger phase.
I've done.
Do you eat the lime after you take the shot?
Jaeger's went through
eat it.
I was told, bite it. It's the same thing, bro.
Yeah, that's not the same thing.
We ain't gonna say.
You're right.
You're
right.
Stuck on the lime.
I tried to save myself.
That's two different types of drunk. When
you eat the whole thing, bro.
Yeah, you're like, eating the lime.
It's a fruit. Eat the whole thing.
No, when you're eating the lime, you're a drunk. Go home, Turbo.
Like, sir, no more shots for you. You just
that was a test. You have failed.
Like, what I'm doing. Normally, I just take the shot. But if everybody's being festive, you know what I mean? You put the salt on your hand. Salt, chai, lime, all that.
Jam. I was told you're supposed to put the salt on your hand and the lime is supposed to go in the shot.
Excuse me?
So, I've never seen anybody do it that way.
So, what I've seen... So there's what I was told and what I've seen. I've seen people just sit there and like squeeze the lime juice in the shot and then they just throw back the shot.
Yeah, that's what they were talking about.
Now, what's supposed to happen is lick the hand, pour the salt on the hand. You lick the salt, take the shot, and then you finish it with the lime and you bite the lime.
That's what I thought.
That's what's supposed to happen. Yes. Does it happen? No, because you get people that cry about and scared to take the shot the first 5 minutes. Right. They skip the salt, take the shot, and then they make the ugly face and be biting the lime, hoping for a different place.
I just don't want
to
lick my hand. Like, I don't want to do that.
Cortez does it on belly button, so it's different.
Oh!
What?
And it wasn't salt. It was sugar.
What? Okay.
Licking your hand is different when you chase it with alcohol.
It is
That's also true. It's instant sanitization.
Yeah. There you go.
My worst thing, and I'll tell you, the reason why I end up doing more shots than anything else is because they always want to do a toast.
It's because you're
a
problem.
Toast, right? But I'd be like, so it's like you have to chug it before they can pull you into the toast. And then like, oh, his shot's gone. Give it another shot. And I'm like, okay, well, that was done. I'm like, no, just stop, please. Just stop giving me shots. Please.
Trying to lose weight for this wedding, I started drinking wine a lot. Wine is good stuff, man.
Ooh,
speaking of, you know, you could just like stop drinking.
How lit have you been drinking wine?
What is that?
You can get lit. How lit have you been just drinking wine?
Wine lit is a different lit, bro. It's a different monster, so chill. Especially in the winter, you just throw your hood on and just sit there.
Bro, no, not him. He's not chilling nowhere. He can sit there. He could drink a whole bottle. He could drink a whole bottle of SoCo right now and just be like, y'all, I'm good for the night. Everybody else about to be turned. Give this man a half a glass of wine.
Yeah,
I can see where that smile on his face. Yeah.
He's a, and then he becomes the most. I'm telling you, because usually he want to be in the back, don't want to sit there and be in the middle of the crowd. Yeah. You get this man wine. No, this man's trying to go find bridal parties.
That's when
the crowd. And then just be like, bro. Hey, bro, the whole bridal party wanted me to dance with him. I'm like, okay. I dance with them all. I'm like, what happened?
I'm mad that I'm like, I don't sound like that. I'm like, yeah, I did say that. I did
dance with that whole. I need Henny
and
Red Bull
to get there, but when the wine come out, and I feel like a genius when I drink wine. Yeah. I feel like I can invent a new subject for kids to study in school.
That's concerning. Like,
No,
I'll be.
I got that from LeBron. I saw LeBron's like TV show, like his podcast. He had like a little TV show thing.
Yeah,
and he was sitting around drinking wine. I was like, I could do that. And I started drinking wine. I was like, yo, this feels different. I started holding myself. I was like, yo,
it would make you more. Okay, do y'all get more emotional when y'all drink wine?
No, I don't get emotional when I drink alcohol.
Yeah,
I think you lie.
I'm emotional all the time.
Ooh.
Me?
There we go.
I can't lie.
I don't have a microphone, so you can't say stuff to me like that without me being able to defend myself. That's not true.
I don't know. The way you crossed your legs after he said you get emotional.
And I opened them. I said, hold, wait a minute.
I don't know.
Right.
I feel like I don't know. First of all, shut up. I saw that. Thank
secondly. You. And then try to rebound it. Oh, yeah, I'm emotional too.
No, thank you.
Shut up and drink your wine, LeBron.
Nah, I think I'm more of a relaxed. Like, I just want to sit in the corner and be quiet. Like, I'd be like, everybody stop talking to me. Like,
On wine or regular stuff?
I don't like wine. Okay. I'll do Moscato or something.
Any
like
kind
that.
Of wine? I'd be sweet, scared. Dry, in the middle? None of it?
I can do sweet. I don't really like the dry wine. It hasn't grown on me yet.
If you find you a good dry wine. Like,
I like dry wine.
I didn't learn about it until, like, I've actually did the whole wine pairing. And they tell you to, okay, here's your steak. Eat the steak, then dry the wine. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you do that and you become a little bit more cultured, then you be like, now when I make this, or if I make salmon, I want this, or I want that.
Have y'all heard of Jinya, the ramen spot?
Yeah,
this one right
bro,
up here.
Bro, Jinya's amazing, but you get the ramen and pair it with their hang time wine, and it's on the dry side. It's amazing.
Bet.
You can taste the sweetness in it so when you're eating something one day so at work, salty.
Next lunch break, we there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No, I'm like, hey, hold on, because I want this. I'm always down for some ramen.
What? Hold on. Wednesday, before we go to Tijuana? I'm gonna be here. I am done, and then we're going to the party afterwards.
Oh, and we hitting the Jadena concert. We gotta do something before that. Oh, y'all gonna be working?
Yeah, I can't be lit at work.
Nah, that's when they come. That's when we come back.
Yeah,
when y'all come back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When we get,
I can't
back.
Be lit on see, Wednesday leaving and Tuesday getting back.
We
that's
get back on
employee.
Monday, then that's Tuesday right. Is the concert. I'm still off Wednesday and Thursday, so
well, he ain't going. He too good for us.
I thought you said you were going.
Yeah, I did say I was going.
He's
you
going.
Didn't tell me you was going.
I put it on Vox. See, that's what happened when you don't listen to Vox. And I told him I'd buy my ticket.
Oh, well, nobody bought your ticket.
We still use Voxer.
Yeah, we've been on Voxer since that first time Precious put us all in that Voxer chat 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, she added everybody.
Yeah.
And so well, we all fell off.
We've been in that bad boy.
Yeah.
Whoa. Good thing you didn't have the mic.
We distracted, still in there. Shout out to GVC.
GVC up in the thing. Man, you know what? I love this conversation.
Yes.
Before we roll on and talk about other drink stories, we just like everybody to subscribe, listen, like, share, talk about us, talk to us.
Or
the gentleman's delegation.
Just send us money.
Oh, well, that's true.
We can always take money from you.
And but we'll thank y'all for inviting strange. Us too, man.
Of course,
thank
of course.
So
and drop y'all, drop y'all business page, IG, Facebook, whatever info you got.
Give so the business page IG is at Alexander Carvel, AlexanderCarvell, not like the ice cream.
Okay,
we'll have that in the link.
Double, yes,
double L. Yes, double L. Yes.
Two L's make a W. Well, one of those is like backwards, and you got to twist both of them. You're reaching.
He's been drinking.
You're reaching.
I like it, brother. If you say it long enough,
say it again. Two L's make a W.
If you say the Spanish is real,
that surely is the Falcons' current plan. So,
why?
Hey, bro.
I ain't talking about my bird.
Hey, they've been mistreating me for 32 years of my life, bro. I can talk about that if I want to. All right, so real quick, you know, Alexander Carvel is a business you've started. You do Made to Measure. Tell us really quickly in the audience about what you can offer?
So we offer shirts, custom slacks, pants, custom suits. That's kind of where we're at right now. We do have some ties, pocket squares. Eventually, we're going to start getting more into making stuff for women. We do make suits and things for women. So ladies, if you want to get a suit, you know, made or whatever, we do make that. That's kind of where we're at right now.
You left out that they get to customize everything down to the thread on their buttonholes. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's that process then? So somebody hits you up and says, "I want something."
So you show up and say you want something. So we sit down, we look through some fabrics. We have thousands of different fabrics you can look from. We figure out what your price point is, how much you want to spend, because that's the most important part about that money. So we figure out how much you want to spend. We find you some fabric. We pick out the fabric that you want, and then from there we go to customize your suit down to the lapel width, peak, notch. You want pleated pants. You want flat front pants. You want cuffs. How big you want your cuffs. You can get your name on the inside.
So did you do that shirt you wear?
Yeah, it's my shirt. Yeah.
The joint's kind of fire.
Thank you.
Like, that's your shirt. You wearing your shirt.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, look at his.
I was going to say, I'm mad you asked that question seeing as his name is on it.
I mean, I couldn't see that from here. You get a different
name
angle
on
for
the
me.
Shirt, too. Yeah. So you get your name engraved on the shirt. Names on the suit, anything that you want, you get to put on your suit, shirt, or anything.
Might have to come see about you for some shirts.
For sure.
To get an emblem of Brian doing a toe touch,
I can get that emblem put on the inside of the suit.
Brian,
the whole inside of the suit.
The whole lining.
The whole lining.
I just got a full size Brian in the back.
So when he opened up the back of the shirt,
you just see
Brian's back of the suit.
Toe touch.
Exactly. I would be.
So yeah. If he opened up one side, there's one toe. The other side is the other toe. And if he flipped the back up, it's the whole body.
Or we can do it on three separate pieces.
That's fire.
Brian's on left, right, and on the back.
Or maybe on like, maybe I need a three piece. Maybe I just need it on the vest. You know what I'm saying?
Put me on the back of the vest.
So we low key until I pop the jacket off and hit y'all with the vest. See what I mean?
That's it.
I like that.
I'll pay for half of that.
Hey, all right, real talk.
Or we could make a tie with a bunch of little Bryans doing a toe touch.
I like that
doper.
Too.
Yeah.
It's like polka dots, but you get closer.
We'll make it work. We'll make it work.
Oops, we don't do that yet.
Why? That's gonna sell out too.
Yeah,
that's gonna sell out.
Hey, that Brian toe touch tie is is on back order.
That number one seller.
I need it just right at the bottom, so when your suit's closed, you can't see it. And then when you unbutton it, it's just Brian.
Hey, there you go.
Bye.
I've just changed the whole direction of our merch right now, just for the record.
crackhead. But man, enjoy the conversation.
Thank y'all for
having us. Love y'all coming out here.
Yes, thank y'all.
Appreciate y'all coming out.
It was informative.
Definitely going to have to talk to you about some of them shirts, though.
For sure.
Yeah, that shirt.
Anything that you need.
I got you.
Got you.
Yeah, let's get it. So who's going to close us out?
I got y'all.
All right, let's get it.
Thank y'all again for listening to the Gentleman's Delegation. Again, if y'all have not already done so, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram.
Wow.
We are on Twitter.
Pew, pew.
We on Snapchat.
Yeah, buddy.
You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
Burr, 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 burr.
Spotify.
I was letting him drop his... He looked me in my eyes. We've been getting the eye contact.
Radio Public. Breaker. And all the other stuff.
Yes. Does anybody use any of those other things?
We got like two listens on Breaker.
So. Hey, we appreciate y'all. Shout out to whoever uses us on Breaker.
Yeah.
They're from Australia.
So, outside of that, we appreciate y'all.
Good day, mates.
Wow.
Sup,
yeah,
mate?
So you're not opening or closing no more. Hey, turn your own microphone off. We out.
We love Steve Irwin.
All right, y'all.